Gurucham Brahm, if reborn into other higher realms, how does one have access to and continue to practice the Dharma? If reborn into lower realms, does one still retain karmic conscious choice, or are you stuck until bad karma exhausted and have to wait until higher rebirth to practice Dharma? If you are reborn into higher realms, yes, you can still have access and continue to practice Dharma, because even in the suttas, many people still did very well. They learned some, they came down and listened to a good talk, the devas, and they became enlightened. One of my favorite stories was of this, these two monks. There were two monks and the two good friends, and they came to a nice place. There was this round, very devoted woman disciple. And she said, please spend the retreat here, next to me. I will look after you. I will cook for you. I'll even wash your robes for you. So you don't have to do anything. Just meditate. Just meditate, because I really want you to become enlightened and do the very, very best. And I'll do everything for you. And that's what they did. And later on, when she died, she was a really, really good person. And she got reborn, I think, in the Tawatingsa realm, a very high heaven realm. And she just was just wondering about what happened to those two monks. And she found that those two monks had been reborn in the heaven realm below her. And she was really upset. And she went down and scolded those monks. I cooked for you. I cleaned for you. All that time, I don't know what you were doing. You're certainly not meditating. Look, even me, I've got to a much higher realm than you have, you two scallywags. And she scolded them. And one of those monks was humble enough to listen to her and realize, he was he was not really practicing well. And because of that beautiful, humble thought, he actually got reborn in a higher realm. And the other monk, was just so arrogant and proud, he said, what does she know? And just stayed where he was. I love that little story, because, it was a case that one of the monks there, because he got a good scolding from a person who used to look after him, that managed to actually to get something and to learn. So just even from a scolding, you can make progress in the heavenly realms. Well, sometimes you can get some enlightenment in heaven realms. But in the lower realms, you're stuck until bad karma is exhausted. No. You are stuck there until you forgive yourself. You exhaust your bad karma. The doors of the lower realms, the hell realms, are open, waiting for you to walk out, when you're ready to forgive yourself. That's one of the problems. The reason why people get to be reborn in lower realms is because they're consumed with guilt, judgment and punishment. And they decide they've done something wrong, they need to be punished, and they punish themselves. No one sends you to a hell realm, only you do, because you think you deserve it. No one sends you to a lower realm, only you do, because you remember some unskillful things you did in the past, and you will not let it go. That's what happens. And you can do that in this realm as well. You've done some terrible things, some bad things which have happened to you, and you keep it, and it stops you being happy. It sends you into a lower realm in this life. So to overcome that, goodness gracious, I'm going to have to stop these questions after this one. The other ones I'll do tomorrow, because there's heaps of them left. To overcome that, there is a little... Well, should I say this? There's no water. No, that's that toilet paper simile. Now, I have to... please, can you remind me tomorrow night about the toilet paper simile? Because it's how to let go of the bad things of the past. But if I did it today, we need lots of water for this, and we haven't got any water, so it won't work tomorrow, and you'll stuff up all the toilet bowls, and I'll be in big trouble. So, it can be done, and I'll tell you how to do it tomorrow. So, another one. Will you be guiding any of the meditations? If so, will you please...